You are listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed, and I am Mac Iverson. The fools who took to the streets on October 18th could never have pulled off a No Kings protest in what they call a fascist Trump government. That's because Trump is no king. Not even close. So them acting like asses on a global level is a very easy, cheap trick. All they need are billionaire donations to get them out there. America obviously is not a monarchy, but it's something similar. It is an oligarchy. But these useful idiots don't know it because the oligarchs have financed their very presence on the streets. They've been bribed to be there. These low-life lefties aren't going to bite the hand that feeds them. They're really, really stupid, but they aren't that stupid. For people who claim to hate the police, they sure love to dress up and act like cops out of control, many being the exact copies of the authorities whom they claim to hate so much. So they have to call themselves the exact opposite in order to deceive, because that's who they really are. These pretenders are America's new Tories, in full support of the new regal oligarch-controlled New World Order. Why were so many old people at these no-king rallies? It's mostly because the younger violent ones need to get paid for pretending to be morally indignant, like in Portland, Oregon. Hey, it's hard work for them to have to lie that hard. And besides, they need drug and beer money. But all these protesters have lost all touch with civilized reality. For example, one sign read, "Our side needs better shooters." And another read, "No thank you, Jesus. Satanists have more empathy than you." That kind of thing. They have a total non-understanding of history. And if they do understand history, that's even more of a damning indictment because they're showing themselves as callous, black-hearted, insensitive, crude, and cruel, evil people. That's liberalism in the 21st century so far. A mass conservative, very positive, and life-affirming response to Charlie Kirk's murder is panicking these demons in the streets. But after decades of being indoctrinated by an education system whose main purpose is to destroy rational thought, it makes perfect sense that they would totally buy into this No Kings scam. The entire premise smacks of total ignorance of not only any kind of rational thought, but of history. They had big protests in the heart of white woke America like Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, with a lot of old, very rich people showing up there. Why? Because of their fake posturing over Social Security checks aren't getting out on time, and so we have to eat the cat mom's cat food. Let's drill down to the bare basics. What is a king? Someone who may have absolute power. A monarch. This clearly does not exist in America today. However, there is something very similar, and it is known as an oligarchy. America is indeed ruled by oligarchs. But claiming that Trump is a king is an easy, easy sell for simpletons to buy into because Trump, they argue, is part of that oligarchy simply because he's rich. That does not make him a king or a part of the oligarchy. The regal pomposity of King George Soros and how he is simply decreed by purchasing not only the opinions but indeed the very deep-rooted passions of these protesters, of these great pretenders. Soros has easily bought their very souls. The now rotted out souls of these biggest losers in America. You know them, the green and purple hairs, the she-males, the he-she's. Soros has affixed price tags onto their pierced nipples, many of them the living dead. What if Soros did not exist? No Soros money means there would be no protesters, protesting upon command by the moneyed class. How would it make you feel if you knew your greatest passions were there because some snotty oligarch put down on the counter a large enough sum to essentially own you and everything you hold near and dear? This is what the deep state has done to nearly half of America. And through it all, the church has been sound asleep, lulled into it by the relaxing, steady sounds of clinking pieces of silver into the offering plate. These pastors thinking subconsciously, I've got mine plus salvation, so let's just watch America go straight to hell. Let me boil this down to the simplest elements. The lefty lunatics are saying no kings, meaning no Trump, because Trump is being highly effective. And that's all it means. He was doing a lot of executive orders, especially in the beginning of his second term, but that makes him an energetic executive and not a dictator. Emergency triage is necessary because things are getting so dark for the first world. That's what President Trump is trying to do. He's trying to save you and me. Now, when Barack Obama did his multitude of executive orders, the left had no problem with any of it. They had a problem with any and all executive orders from all previous Republican presidents prior to Obama, but not when Obama was in office. No Kings is only a marketing scheme, and it has everything to do with swaying the very shallow, undecided voter for the coming midterms. Period. End of story. There's really nothing to it. It may make the simpletons on the left feel so good when they go to these silly little rallies, but the rallies are not for them. These Soros-paid-for rallies are for the undecideds, who are too shallow or too busy or just too selfish to look at anything outside their little personal bubbles, and who may or may not vote on Election Day. This is highly organized. There are many paid operatives involved, and many, many hidden organizations that are paid tremendous amounts of money by multi-billionaire George Soros and his many billionaire proxies and his many millionaire proxies and so-called nonprofit organizations and NGOs. If the USA is in constant chaos, the justification will be that the UN must intervene to circumvent and subjugate Americans to international law, to divorce us from our Constitution and our proud and virtuous heritage. This has always been a major goal of the one-worlders like Soros. That's why the deep state mafia is pushing hard for World War III throughout the West. Just look at the Ukraine fiasco. What happens when chaos is pushed and American cities die on the vine? Does enlightened reason suddenly appear to save the day? No. Dictatorship appears every single time. And these airhead No Kings protesters don't care. They are liars. They want real kings and dictators, but they're too stupid to know better or even care. This was about nothing. Not one even remotely helpful policy change was ever endorsed. Not a single one. It was a protest about nothing. Only about demonizing Trump over and over and over again. That's the only strategy that works because all of Trump's enemies are either the filthy criminal rich who fund all this garbage or useful idiots on the public dole. Whether that welfare is for the poor or for the rich. Because welfare recipients are takers, not givers. All of them. And that's it. What a sick and twisted waste of precious time this all was. We know this was not grassroots or from the people, because these useful idiots had nothing original or unique to say. They all basically had similar signs and said the same thing. Just the stoner zombie mantra of, Trump is a king, dude. No more kings. Does that sound organic or authentic or sincere to you at all? Why is that? Why all the fakery? It's because Soros and his proxies funded this entire thing. Soros is afraid all his criminal investment money is starting to get flushed down the toilet. And he's jumping in there with a plunger to try and salvage his dreams of creating a worldwide socialist fascist cesspool. The Democrats haven't had a real primary since 2008. The 2024 non-primary was a sick joke. It was a backroom deal with Obama and Soros pasting together a straw man in the guise of Cammy the Commie to take on Trump. And the No Kings crowd was, and still is, totally okay with it. So the kings at the top of the Ponzi scheme, like King Obama, did away with the Democrat primary in 2024. They also just made up the entire Russiagate scam, and they swept Huntergate under the rug, hiding all of that vile, bold-faced, naked corruption from the masses of ignorant voters. Please tell me, I beg of you, what is anti-fa or anti-fascist about any of that? Convicting Trump and trying to imprison one innocent man for 750 years or 1,000 years. Just hang him up in the castle dungeon wall with an obscene sentence based on nothing but caprice and pure hatred. That's what a malevolent king would do to anyone who threatens his throne. It's the corrupt king screaming with caprice, "Off with their heads!" So it's all unhinged emotionalism, pure hatred, making them all screaming hypocrite morons. Years ago, I was at the one-year commemoration protesting some Muslims massacring Christians at a Christmas party in San Bernardino, California. About 100 counter-protesters basically supporting that mass murder were across the street. After a few hours, they all left at the same time. Within minutes, they were all gone. They just disappeared on command, almost all of them. What does that tell you? What the hell does that tell you? They were paid operatives. Same thing with No Kings. Many buses pulled up and they all left at the same time. Paid by the Soros mob and his proxies. What could possibly be more not No Kings, but Yes Kings? No Kings clearly has nothing to do with the government shutdown either. Massive shutdowns by the corporate-sponsored deep state that ruined millions of their small business competitors during COVID, and there was never even a recognition that it was all fake, even though it has been 100% proven fake. So they won't even admit to that glaring, evil, obvious lie, let alone even getting an apology from them for screwing everything up so badly for all of us. Just look at this insane inflation that never went away. So why not? Why didn't they apologize? Because number one, they don't care. The mafia does not care about you. And number two, there are still so many useful idiots in the demon rat party who have no clue about the COVID scam or the climate hysteria scam or the LGBT WTF scam or the renewable energy scam or the safe spaces scam or the censorship scam or the protecting criminal alien scam or the AI taking over everything scam or any of the multitude of other billionaire bot scams that were created simply to make those lying low-life a-holes far more filthy rich and powerful than they already are. The useful idiots on the left are terrified of a mobilized right ever since the mob hit assassination of Charlie Kirk. That occurrence did mobilize a lot of their fears of the right, of a righteous Christian soldier revival that they fear may overwhelm and overturn their apple cart of brainwashing all the simpletons on planet Earth into believing that number one, God and all his righteous indignation is dead, and number two, that American greatness is also dead, now and forever. No one is talking about the Soros machine that feeds all this fascist hatred. It drives me crazy how even Andrew Colvette and Jack Posobiec of the Charlie Kirk Show still aren't hammering on the evil power of the George and Alex Soros bribe machine, which actually pulled the trigger and murdered Charlie. This scary omission of truth absolutely astonishes me. It's shocking if you think about it. To win this war, to actually win, we must attack the head and the jugular vein of the mafia, not its dangling limbs. Forget politics, or the limbs, or wings. This has nothing to do with right wing, left wing. It's about human greed. It's about actually two things: a monstrous amount of money and a monstrous amount of power. And with a tiny handful of oligarchs ruling over 8.4 billion people, imagine what kings of old were willing to do to rule over a few hundred peasants. Today, transpose that same passionate greed to ruling over 8.4 billion peasants, generally speaking. Kings of old would do almost anything to grab and maintain power. Guess what? That regal obsession has never been stronger than now, because the global rewards have never been more enticing. The crooks have to accuse their opponents of the very strategy that they are using to try and hide that corrupt strategy from their simpleton, useful, idiot voters. All of this smoke and mirrors, no king's crapola, is only for entertaining the silly undecided voters in 2026. In just a few days from this podcast, California's Proposition 50, another flim-flam scam financed by the Soros mob, is likely to pass, redrawing gerrymandering boundaries to completely choke off and starve local conservative culture, and further cementing the deep state stranglehold on pathetic, corruption-riddled California. I saw a sign today that said, "Dethrone Trump, vote yes on Proposition 50, stick it to Trump." So the best argument for Prop 50 is revenge on Trump. These are not deep people. These are not nice people. They are obsessed with revenge. It's called TDS. Like that billionaire Tom Steyer, Tom, a sty in the eye of truth Steyer, helping to fund this evil with just his $12 million. All these little tricks are all paid for by a tiny handful of criminals. None of this massive corruption would even exist if they did not bribe their way into trying to take over the United States like the mob does. All these protesters, which tries to seem like it's a part of the people's uprising, would not even exist. You couldn't find two people who would be willing to hit the streets in vain protest. I say vain because these idiots don't support one single solitary, even half-decent cause. Not a one. Instead, they want really stupid stuff like open borders, equal rights for the LGBT WTFs. They support the Soros-created anti-fascist and every other harebrained cause that is just too stupid to even mention, just as long as it leads to America's utter destruction. If America has any hope at all, the threat of Proposition 50 should bring the voters out in droves for the right that wants to crucify the deep state. We can bury them permanently. It is easily possible. But is it probable? I'm seeing little indication of it. It's pretty amazing how cookie-cutter history keeps on repeating itself. Nazi fascism has been so well documented. Their entire history has been thoroughly witnessed. It has been filmed, photographed, and recorded, and written about with in-depth interviews. Many thousands of books and literally millions of articles have been written about Hitler's fascism. Many victims are still living, not to mention all the movies and all the works of fiction demonizing these fascists for decades. And yet, here we go again, on the almost exact same precipice. staring down into the abyss of the most hellacious violence. And even these old, stodgy, spoiled, stupid senior citizens don't have the brains or the morals to stand up against this bitch slap of fascism upside their silly heads. Even these old-timers, many of them brain-fried hippies, still don't get it. The No Kings propaganda scam is a gargantuan embarrassment of the most obvious degree. Who organized it? If you don't automatically say the Soros crime family, then you're living under a frigging rock. These rich mobsters are controlling all these dumb lemming protesters as easily as you can flip on a light switch. That's because money talks. And most of these protesters haven't got a flaming clue as to who is pulling their puppet strings. And all because the West has been brainwashed on the political correctness of not wanting to make any waves. Action steps. Number one, watch the movies Swing Kids and the current run Truth and Treason, and another current great film called Soul on Fire. Again, those movies are Swing Kids, Truth and Treason, and Soul on Fire. These films teach us how to overcome fascism, real fascism, not Soros's make-believe kind. God is calling us all to action. Will you take up his cross? Number two, write, organize, podcast, speak, write your representatives, vote, make phone calls, knock on doors, organize, run for local, state, and national office. Talk to your friends, family, and neighbors. If you're an introvert, turn into an extrovert. You can do this. Most important, attend only chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse churches and go to Bible study. Read your Holy Bible. And grow. Grow where you're planted, where you've been planted by God. We only have a small chance of pulling out of this international tailspin of a faltering West. So take all-out massive action. Do something. Do anything. Don't think about it. Just do it and do it now. The great dividing between God's children and the proudly unsaved has begun. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson.